If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Good morning on this Friday morning, and I have to begin by tempering my excitement. I was going to start off on a much higher note by saying things look like, I mean, they always look like, you know, in so many ways it mirrors life. It looks like, and it never happens. Then as you know, you kind of get older, you know, you temper it down and temper it down and temper it down. And I don't know. This may happen. That net may engulf a lot of people involved with this, in this most corrupt scandal in the history of the United States. The biggest scandal in the history of the United States. People say, oh, it was Watergate. It wasn't Watergate. You had a couple of stupid people who broke in, and you had Nixon stupidly covering up for them. It doesn't even begin to compare with the exploits of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. There's just no comparison. And you know you're making headway when the New York Times starts writing articles that make you question the involvement, who the guilty party is. Remember, here we are, I don't know, a year and a half. I mean, this is it's more than a year, so let me just be modest about this. This investigation, and how many crimes have they found Trump has committed? Zero. And they keep snowballing and snowballing and snowballing and snowballing. Do you know how they do it? With the naive and stupid pop. I'm not running, so pardon me if I have to make comments like deplorables, like Hillary. It's not going to cost me anything. I'm certainly not going to cost me my credibility, because people sit back and they listen. And three times I listened to that whole dialogue precipitated by a question and answered by Donald Trump. I watched it. I watched it with my own eyes. I heard it with my own ears. He never even came close to alluding that all immigrants were animals. Now, I don't know who sets the standards for journalism in this country. There is almost no journalism left. The media is so far in the bag and so completely out of it and so completely filled with hate and vengeance. They hate. I've never seen anyone hate anyone this much. Donald Trump never, ever, ever came close to referring to immigrants coming across the border as animals. He referred to M13, that savage barbarian subhuman gang from El Salvador, who in making a message in this country stab someone. It's just an example. I mean, this is just frequent. You almost have to kill someone to become a member. Stab this person 100 times, cut off, beheaded this person, and then cut out his heart. Young girls, 13 and 14, savagely raped them and cut them into little pieces. And Trump called them animals? I call them much worse than animals. But I can't use the language on this show. They're subhuman. Trump never even made a reference to other immigrants coming over. And every single left-wing circulated paper and magazine, and there aren't many talk shows, of course, and you should know why, unless you want to listen to NPR, which is great, but slanted, that would ever, ever just take what was said and translate it. After I saw it, I said, boy, you hit the nail in the head. You didn't go far enough, Donald. And then the newspapers, all of them, I got the headlines from all of them. Trump calls all immigrants animals. Who with a brain, with half a brain, who was educated and living in this society, would even accept that passively? Anger. Am I angry? Oh, I'm infuriated. And what I want to see in particular are these people being indicted. I tend to think the left-wing socialist progressive elements in this country will prevent that from happening to Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. But honestly, those two, I'll just say those two should be tried for treason. But these are the people. John Brennan is a compulsive liar with strong. I'm sitting here trying to choose my words, with strong fundamental Islamic sympathies. John Brennan, James Clapper, these are all members selected for the Obama administration. James Clapper, guilty. In fact, those two of orchestrating, guilty of orchestrating so much of this scandal in conjunction with Jim Comey. It's just crazy. You know, you go back and you remember the movie with Dustin Hoffman, Wag the Dog? You'll have to Google it, because I'm not going to spend any time talking about it. And after I saw that movie, I said, interesting movie, and I laughed, and I said, boy, it's really interesting, but didn't they go too far in that movie? This could never happen. Oh, boy, was I wrong. It's happened, and it's happening. Susan Rice. I don't even want to mention all of the other players involved in this, because there were too many of them. I counted 31. And I don't know what's going on in terms of potential investigations into the others. This is a massive, massive scandal. And people keep referring to the Watergate scandal. Well, you refer to the Watergate scandal because it kind of set a precedent. But it was nothing. And as much as you may dislike Richard Nixon, and boy, he's a hard person to like, he did nothing compared to what has been done in this, where you throw everyone under a bus to save your own skin. If there was a redeeming feature of what Nixon did, and it was a big mistake, you can't do it. Try to cover for his men. He didn't even know about the break-in until after it occurred. You know, the plumbers union, and you can go back and research it. This today is a scandal of such massive proportions that the jail cells should be open for God knows how many of these people who were involved in it. I went through some of the key names here. I focused on Brennan, Clapper, Jim Comey, Susan Rice. It's not going to get to Obama and Hillary. I mean, it's just a shame because they have been running this criminal organization, and it has completely threatened not only the United States, but our very Constitution, our First, our Second, our 14th Amendment. Do you know where we'd be? And I've said it many times, where would we be if Hillary Clinton were president? Number one, none of this would have come out because, you see, everybody went to great extent to risk their reputation to protect Hillary. And you'd say, why would they go? Because everybody, most people, let me correct it, most people were 100% certain that Trump was going to lose. And I'll tell you this, I think Trump was pretty certain that he was going to lose, and I think he was in shock. But, oh, boy, you see what made this guy great? When I say great, I mean wealthy, able to use the system to teach people who know nothing a whole lot. And it allowed Donald Trump to come in here. I mean, here we are in 2018 saying, a lot of us, oh, my God, thank you, Donald Trump. Thank you for saving us so far. I just never met him. Can't thank him.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
I'm Ralph Nader. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and unlike so many radio talk show hosts, he lets you talk, he doesn't over-talk, he doesn't shout, and we can have a good conversation whether or not we agree.
Darling, you send me, I know you send me.
All right, back on what I hope is a happy Friday for all of you. This is Stu Taylor.
Honest to do.
After I get caught up in this, I get caught up in all of these songs. Ugh. I haven't had anybody email me saying I don't really like the intro music. I have had some compliments, so I'm going to continue with it. I want you to know that I'm not so arrogant that if I got email after email after email saying cut that stuff out, I would. I always listen to my listening audience, which is why I'm very receptive. If you want to send me any feedback at all to Stu@StuTaylor.com. At least I've gone through the process of saying it and making myself look good. I'm not going to change much, folks. Don't expect it at this point. Little tongue-in-cheek, or an attempt at it here this morning. Back to the New York Times, which this may be part, actually, of the straw that broke the camel's back. The New York Times, the dreaded New York Times. I just don't understand why they still remain in the spotlight, but they are the New York Times. And they wrote a blockbuster report on the Trump-Russia probe. 4,100 words. You have to dig pretty deep to find that the FBI ran at least, but it's there and it's coming out right now, at least one government informant against the Trump campaign. And to note that the Times learned this because current and former officials leaked to report, everybody's leaking, leaked to reporters that some classified information about which days ago the Justice Department was screaming extortion, even Congress asked about it. Now, what's frightening is when you think of the Gestapo and the SS and how you were being watched every minute. I'm a little paranoid. My opinions are quite clear. I'm willing to talk, and I'm willing to talk candidly, enthusiastically, and without reservation on radio within the parameters and the limits that I am allowed to. When I say allowed by the FTC, allowed by Money Matters. As I say, I've never had an issue here. And I have lots of thanks to give out to everyone responsible for that, because I don't think I could do a radio show where someone came in and said, you know, it's like in government, if you don't do something and it's a crime against you, you got to immediately hire a lawyer for $100,000. So, I mean, I would choose not to work under those conditions, but here we are. This probe has opened up, and when you look at the SS and the Gestapo and what they did, and you're now thinking, this is amazing in this country. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, except that I think some of these conspiracies have turned into actualities. again, I've said this many times, and I'll say it to people out there who are listening. If you, every day you turn on the news, you see something somebody said or did was stupid. You know, they're going to threaten to blow up an airport. They say it in jest. You can't say anything. And I don't really disagree with this, because there has to be limits to everything. I don't disagree that those people should be immediately approached by law enforcement, unfortunately, in these times. But I can remember growing up, you really didn't have to worry much about what you said. We didn't live in a kind of society like we live in now. Such enormously advanced technology has provided so much good and so much bad. And I always tell people, be careful what you say. If you're on the telephone, be careful. You can confiscate all of my telephone calls, and other than, you know, some man-to-man talk, which is human, you're not going to find anything. And the people who have said to me in politics things that they shouldn't say, like, I wish this person would die. I won't put in any names. I said, don't ever say that on the phone. That's my advice. And don't ever say it to me, because I wouldn't care who you were talking about. I'm never going to respond to anything like that. And we're seeing that we have to, quote, tighten our belts in order to survive with today's technology. Now, it's the bad. So the bad side is, I mean, I'm afraid, you know, any public building I go into, I mean, just as an example, and if I'm out, you know, in my backyard with a friend, I can say any damn thing I want. I always use this as an example, because they all know me at the post office, and they want to get into conversation, whether they're pro-Trump or anti. Well, if they're anti-Trump, I won't talk to them. I don't know of anybody there who is. I mean, you know, they just mind their business. But if a question like that comes along, I won't answer it in a public arena. I just won't. I have my thoughts and feelings like a lot of other people do. But here's where this dark state has gone too far. We're not allowed to think what we want anymore. No kidding. Where do you get these devices that will be given routinely? I don't know this for a fact. This has got to happen if we keep going like this. And you wear the devices, and your worst thoughts start coming through, and they immediately haul you in and arrest you. Are questions that a lot of reporters ask. I mean, journalism is just, I mean, it's gone. It's gone. You know, what were you thinking when you fired? Perfect example to Donald Trump. What were you thinking when you fired James Comey? It's not, my answer would be, it's none of your damn business. My thoughts are private. I've never felt obligated to answer a question that I didn't think was fair. And even fair questions, I've never felt obligated to answer if I felt that it was just my business. That is all changing. And you know why it's changing? It's changing because if you're any one of a number of people, let's use politics because that's where it's happening, and you make a statement, you're going to pay the consequences for it. Kim Sadler, who made that statement about John McCain, he's going to die anyway. That was in privacy. I am not applauding the statement. I wouldn't make that statement. I detest John McCain. It doesn't matter who it is. It isn't an appropriate statement. But she made a really dumb statement and has paid the penalty for it over and over. Now they want Trump impeached over that statement. A little exaggeration maybe, but this is how insane people have gotten. They put everything on the betting game that Hillary would win. And on that part of it, I am enjoying it every single day. But I, too, am a realist. And I know the consequences of going too far. I don't know, maybe 20 or 30, 20 years ago I might have, but not going too far now. All right, we're coming back. Mm-hmm.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio. Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
I'm Victor Davis Hanson, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, Stanford University. I enjoy doing interviews with Stu Taylor, one of my favorite radio announcers and shows, and I advise all of you to tune in whenever you can.
If I had to choose just one day to last my whole life through, it would surely be.
All right, we return, and we've got an outstanding guest on with a book that makes me smile. I don't know. I grew up, before I introduce him, let me say, I grew up, and my father and I used to spend a lot of time together. My father, when he wasn't working, would seem like 20 hours a day. He loved watching Saturday morning bowling, candlepin bowling, but he also was a fanatic over Westerns. And he and I would sit and watch all those Westerns all the time, which were just terrific. They've kind of disappeared from the scene. Once in a while, one comes back, which is why I love this refreshing book out by Jay Kennedy, our next guest. The name of the book is Oklahoma Way. Easy to remember. Oklahoma Way. And it's published by Page Publishing. You can go to pagepublishing.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You all know where to get it. Jay, congratulations on what I understand is your first book. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
What, you know, I think of someone in a younger generation, certainly younger than I am. It's almost like what happened to Westerns? You know, things come and go. How come someone your age, I don't know what your exact age is, but you're down there, developed this fascination or this interest about writing about Westerns, Western novels?
Well, I don't mind telling you my age. I'm 26, and my fascination with Westerns started, you know, when I was a kid. My dad, when we were growing up, we watched all the old Western shows. You know, you can go through them, name them, Bonanza, all those shows. We were raised watching those, and I watched John Wayne films, and the very first John Wayne film I ever saw was Big Jake. And there was something about his persona that just attracted me to the whole genre. And ever since, I've been into the...
Well, you certainly picked, and we could sit here and name them all, but I don't want to take your time by going through it because it stirs a lot of great memories. Well, what makes this Western book, and people say, how can everything be so distinctly different in order to make people attracted to it? But, I mean, that's the differentiation. It's got to be what's called a hook. What's the hook of this book?
I think the hook is one of the things I wanted to focus on in this film is, in a roundabout way, telling a type of story or telling a real story that in my own way or talk about a real character in my own way. What made me interested or what inspired me about this particular book was an actual deputy marshal that was actually in the Oklahoma Territory, and I wanted to capture him in a way that I feel I wanted to make sure that his characteristic, his persona was captured, and is sort of that's sort of where I got my inspiration, or the what I want to deliver in this book is the old values that he and those guys and the people who settled the West back then. I wanted to capture that, and if there's a hook, I want it to be that the old values that have been established for a long time are, you know, of course, we build and develop on them, but there's still value in them. There's still an importance that we need in those old values.
I love it, and beautifully articulated. You've answered, anticipated my next question about the message. you want to convey in this story. And it's certainly a transmission of the values we used to have. It's hard to say we have them today. Society has changed so dramatically since then that there's a certain cleanliness, a purity. Sure, I mean, you know, everybody was shooting up towns, but that's going on since the beginning of mankind. Is there a lot of violence in the book?
There's some. There's. I mean, of course, it's a Western, so I mean, you know, there's the excitement of the Western is the duels at 12, you know, at noon, and you know,
Gary Cooper, yeah,
right. So, you know, of course, you know, to me, it's not a good Western unless there's a little bit of shooting, but you know, the main focus, I believe, is the old fight, I would say the old battle between vengeance versus justice. You know, some people, you know, when things happen to them, they choose to choose to go after vengeance. And some people, they choose that the law is the, you know, the law is the way that crime and punishment should be delivered. You know, crime should be punished by, you know, the law. And I think that's the main point of it is, don't choose vengeance, choose justice.
All right. Very well put. Are you drawing from, I know you're so much, you're much too young to remember these when they were on, but are you drawing from stories from Tim Holt, the Lone Ranger, Hopalong Cassidy, the Cisco Kid, Roy Rogers, are all of them somehow familiar to you?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, we were coming out. We were interested in that kind of, in those shows. I mean, those inspired me. I mean, there's a bit of that, I believe, in there. There's a bit of the kind of anti-hero Clint Eastwood type storytelling in there. I wanted to put a wide spectrum of people, a wide spectrum of characters, so that hopefully there's someone in there that can captivate you and you can grow an attachment to that will help you to understand the underlying theme within the book.
Yeah, maybe like Hopalong Cassidy, another great one.
Right.
You have seen the Cisco Kid, right?
Yes.
All right. I just for people out there and for you in case you don't remember, The every show ended with Pancho, his comical sidekick, and Cisco on their horses riding off. And Pancho turns to Cisco and says, "Cisco." And the Cisco Kid says, "What, Pancho?" He says, "Let's went." You remember that at the end?
I remember.
Yeah, I mean, what a classic, at least for me. I hope the audience is still awake. Who is your target audience for the book? Who was the book intended for? What age? What demographic?
Well, I'd like to believe that it's for people of all ages. I think anybody can pick it up and enjoy it. But I wanted to try to get people my age, and maybe a little younger, to, I would say, find an interest in Westerns. I think a lot of people my age, especially with the way that some of the modern Westerns are made, they don't have a serious interest in them. And I think there's a lot of, not only was there a lot of talent in filmmaking and writing in the old Westerns of John Ford and the story, the novels of Louis L'Amour, but, you know, there was good filmmaking there. You know, there's good stories, there's good values. And I want to try to deliver a message to my generation, like, hey, look, these stories are still good. You can still, you may not pick one of these books up every day, but at least, you know, appreciate where this country came from or where the storytelling of Western, you know, appreciate the value of the Western storytelling.
What's next for you? I have no doubt that this is not your last venture in this area.
Oh no! This is not. I'm actually the book I'm working on currently isn't a Western. It's a it's sort of my take and my for lack of a better word, celebration of the men who fought the Vietnam War. And I'd like to give a tribute to them. That's my next project. I have several follow-up projects for Oklahoma Way. I tend to try to turn that into a little bit of a series, probably a tetralogy. But yeah, what I'm working on currently is my tribute to the Vietnam War.
Listen, I love what you're doing. I love how you think, and I don't know you personally. You and I have just talked for the first time, but I have really have great respect for you. I sense a real comer in the business. Jay Kennedy, Oklahoma Way, published by Kane Publishing. It honestly has been a pleasure and brought back a lot of old memories for me. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the legal exchange. Saturdays, noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hey, this is Alan Dershowitz, and boy, did I just have a treat. I spent an hour with Sue Taylor on business. We weren't talking only about business. We were talking about life and philosophy and schmoozing. What a great talk show. Now, I'm not a big fan of a lot of the talk shows that one listens to these days, but Stu Taylor really knows how to ask a question, and I really had a good time.
Back and I want to continue on. By the way, I really enjoyed that interview with Jay Kennedy, but I want to get back to the issues of the expose here from the New York Times and what may follow. And I mean, I would sit here very defiantly and say, now watch what happens when there's a mass indictment. But when you have a dark state, a fifth column, a country that is being run, and I think this is our most dangerous enemy. More dangerous than North Korea, and I'm telling you, I believe more dangerous than Iran. It's the people within this country who are doing their best to do anything, even self-destruction, in order to get Trump impeached. I can see it right now in a metaphor here, an illusion of the whole country burning and Trump burning and Chuck Schumer and all the rest of them yelling out, "It was worth it." Was it worth it, you fools? Or could it be worth it? They're not going to wake up. It's going to be this in 2020. And I wish the 2020 election would run now because Trump would win in a landslide. All right, control you. Steady. As Mari used to say to me, steady, kid. Control yourself. Steady. Okay, but the most important part of this is what the Times story, and we're going back to the breaking of the New York Times story. If this were the Washington Times or the Wall Street Journal, I mean, it would be expected. But not when the New York Times comes out with a story that makes it rather explicit, where even in terms of an understatement is that the Obama administration used its counterintelligence powers to investigate the opposition party and the presidential campaign. It's a fact. It's a fact that Hillary Clinton should be criminally indicted and the prosecution should go on, but her sphere of influence is so great. Even though there are a lot of people trembling in their boots, they're sitting and saying, oh, boy, I hope this thing just goes away, because it always has. And I hope it comes out on a different level where I'm not brought in. Look at all the innocents Mueller's brought in with no consideration for their families and lives. People like Michael Caputo, who were innocent of everything. You get hauled in, call your attorney. Attorney says, Well, it's $100,000 up front. It's a lot of money. There was no criminal predicate to justify an investigation of any Trump campaign official. And the FBI did not open a criminal investigation. Instead, they opened a counterintelligence investigation and hoped that the evidence of crimes committed by Trump officials would emerge. But it's an abuse of power to use the counterintelligence powers, including spying and electronic surveillance, to conduct what is actually a criminal investigation. And you're seeing that come out right now. The concessions on the part of one Robert Mueller to Rudy Giuliani. Well, we'll change the questions and we'll make them shorter. The questions are set up for Trump to answer. It's a perjury trap. Now, Trump is very clever. I'm not sure whether he would ever sit down one-on-one with Mueller for 1, 2, or 3 hours. And the answer, he shouldn't. I don't know whether he's going to go ahead and fire Rod Rosenstein, Jeff Sessions, and even Bob Mueller. I tend to doubt it at this point. I sense that this investigation is coming to a head while the devious forces on the left and the CIA, the Justice Department, probably the State Department, the FBI, oh boy, I'll tell you, all those FBI movies used to sit and say, wow, the FBI, like most other people, now I turn the other way and spit. And it's not all of them. It's the people at the top. And the people at the top should not be in those positions. Now it's all coming out. Certain things you can't hide forever. They just come out. And when one thing is spawned, another one is. It's like all these sexual harassment cases, which are the ones that really happen against men. I honestly, listen, I got a wife. I got two daughters. I got two female grandkids. And for me, and I felt this way before I had all this, I've always treated a woman with respect. And I think you're seeing a change in our culture on that. That's one of the good changes. And there's been a tremendous abuse of power. And the Times doesn't really mention the word counterintelligence, and that's not an accident. The paper is crafting the media democratic narrative. And you have to realize that the New York Times came out with this story, but don't expect to wake up tomorrow morning and see suddenly a transformation into conservatism on the part of the New York Times. They all fall back into the mold very quickly, but once in a while, and it's happened with the Washington Post as well, the story comes out that really exonerates the right. And then all you have to do is turn on CNN, NBC, MSNBC, and there's no mention of it at all. I mean, it's a tragedy for this country, and they are our greatest enemy. It's so good to have friends out there listening, and there are a lot of us. I want to thank everyone for tuning in this morning. I want to wish you a tremendous weekend. And we'll get right back to this on Monday. Have a great one.
Opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.